This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Play pass. Oh, picked up on Henley. Twists in. Man top. Henry's got it to the end zone. Touchdown, New England. Against his old team in the playoffs.
That was our guy, Hunter Henry. Already heard him here today on a Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe. A playoff victory Monday. Your phone number, 617-779-7937. We'll get to Drake May and his day coming up, plus all your phone calls. But just circling back to the defense where we started.
Yeah.
The insane pressure on Herbert, who it did feel like they're about to kill him last night.
Oh, that's too much.
I thought it was interesting that Vrabel highlighted last night, the first time he's asked about what they did, that fourth down stop after the interception and the short field and the quick turnaround. That's where he highlighted as, like, the biggest sequence in the game. And I could see why he did that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're like, the Chargers are about to...
Well, Hunter Henry even just told us that was the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's first quarter. You have a lot of possessions left. But that was... I mean, that was a rough go. That was a little nerve-wracking, right? If you're the Patriots, you have a first down, but then you quickly punt on your first possession. So you get the ball to start the game. You punt. You force a punt, and then you throw a pick, and it's first and 10. Would you have kicked a field goal if you were Harbaugh, or do you think it was the right call? Obviously, in hindsight, they didn't get it, but like,
no, I didn't.
In that moment, you didn't know it was going to be so few points scored.
I didn't mind going for it there,
yeah.
To be honest. You know, I thought later on in the game they got way too conservative on like some third downs, or maybe I wouldn't have gone
yeah.
for it. But that one there, you just got a pick. You got a chance to really like make a statement. Not because a field goal would have felt like a win for the Patriots. A stop obviously felt like a massive, massive win.
Yeah, field goal's a win, but
a field goal would have felt
down.
Like a win. I probably would have gone for it there if I were Harbaugh.
Yeah, and it's funny because they were talking about on the broadcast how all weekend long teams are going for it on fourth down like crazy. And that's part because, you know, look at some of the coaches, right? You had like Ben Johnson and some of these guys. So you had a lot of fourth down attempts. And Jim Harbaugh kind of did it at times, then didn't at others, right? There was like, you know, midfield kind of punt. One time when he didn't. No, but that was one where I don't think anybody thought the game was going to be 16-3, you know, less than 20 total points. So you probably thought, you know, if they kick a field goal, we used to say this all the time when teams would play the Patriots, right? They'd march down the field, fourth and one, they'd kick a field goal, and you're like, game's over.
Right.
Like, you can't beat them that way. And so,
yeah, I in my head, I'm thinking mid-20s is what you got to get to, and you're not going to get there kick
so
a field
goal. So I didn't mind them.
Yeah.
I thought it was probably the right call to go for it, but then when they stop them, and then from there, though, you're like, all right, well, you could also get the ball right back with good field position again, and then you have that awesome Ramondre Stevenson, you know, pass. Yeah, they throw it to him. He makes a big run down the field, kind of flips the field for him, and they end up going all the way down the field. Now, unfortunately, their red zone offense, or their it kind of came back to bite him a little bit there, had to settle for a short field goal, but what a difference just those two possessions were.
Oh, it's true. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. That is the Pepsi Key Takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Huge sequence there. Marcus Jones, big stop on third down, taking down Justin Herbert at the two, and then turning around and Christian Gonzalez, who I thought was really good, left the game with a concussion. I guess his status is up in the air for Sunday against Houston or Pittsburgh, but I thought Gonzo was really good in that game last night, which was nice to see. What'd you think of Hunter Henry? I mentioned this earlier. He was Drake May. We mentioned this to Hunter Henry. He was 6 out of 15, 40% completion percentage, worst half of the year for Drake May. He had a pick in the first half. Second half, he was much better. 11 of 14, 170, whatever it was. The touchdown throw to Henry. He did have a fumble. He had a second fumble that he could have lost to the Chargers.
Yeah, Jared Wilson, nice pickup.
It was.
Nice scoop.
And the first fumble, the first fumble I think was on May. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like Campbell had a rough night. Wilson had a rough night.
Oh, those guys were rough.
It was funny on NBC after the game, Keith, on Sunday Night Football. All the offensive linemen that were out there, the two that were missing, were Campbell and Wilson. You notice that? They're all standing behind Drake May. I'm like, yeah, those guys didn't have such a hot night.
They weren't standing in front of him too often.
No, they weren't. And so, no, I don't think it was a great night for Campbell, and specifically on that play where Owe got the strip sack.
Yeah, no, but there's got to be a clock, obviously.
You have to take care of the ball.
Right,
he's like,
right.
He's getting sloppy with it, trying to force a throw there.
Yeah.
I thought the sack was on Campbell. I thought the fumble there was on May and the lack of awareness. So, yeah, I didn't think it was his greatest night, and yet he was able to overcome a bad start and put up the kind of performance they needed to win. His legs were a factor all night, so it wasn't all bad, and when they needed it, he came through. I just wouldn't call it a great night for him.
No, and it's funny, watching the Bears game on Saturday, I started to think about the possibility maybe Drake May, like Caleb Williams, welcome to the playoffs, just a disaster first half. Now, I don't think he was as bad as Caleb Williams was, but that sort of idea where it's their first crack at a playoff game. They're both at home, but real kind of struggles. And then are they able to kind of find their footing? And then, you know, Caleb Williams was worse than May was in the first half, but then he was probably even better than May was in the second half. But it was sort of like a, you know, welcome to the playoffs moment for both of those guys. And you're right, Drake May did enough other stuff. I mean, he's running keepers. He's running, like, fake pitch option plays.
That play was awesome. That third down fake pitch.
Oh, it's great. It was great.
The long run, 37 yards, whatever it was, to set him up for the field goal.
Could have had a touchdown catch if Efton Chisholm could hit him.
Ugh.
He ran a good route on that.
That was such a bad... Like, why Josh McDaniels had to get in the way of that?
I don't know. That was a weird one. And I don't know if he's the best guy to be throwing that or whatever
I had no idea if Chisholm could throw or not, but after seeing it, definitely not.
No, but I would say, like, if you're talking about, like, Drake May, obviously it wasn't, like, this great performance of his, but it was, like, a grinder type of win. He got hit a lot, too. Right, he got sacked five times, turned it over twice, and yet came up with some first downs when he needed to, came up with the one touchdown pass in the entire game. So he'll take it. The most important thing for him is 1-0 in the playoffs.
May joins Tom Brady as the only Patriots quarterback in the last 35 years, so it's not like there's a ton of them in this group.
Only Brady.
to win their first career playoff start. So there you go. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Let's start it off with Johnny in Brooklyn. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, guys? Is it too late to say Happy New Year? Can we still do it?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Nah.
I'll take it.
Okay.
All right. Happy New Year. So listen, a lot of good stuff to talk about with the football game, so I'll leave that to you. I just want to talk about Chris Collinsworth for a second. Oh, my God. Last night, first half, he probably said 10 times that a certain play was the most important part, or most important play of the game. And then in the second half, Keenan Allen drops a pass that they throw a flag on, and it's clearly a false start or something. And he's going on and on about, oh, this is a terrible drop. What a horrible time to have a drop. And Tirico's like, oh, and then there's a flag on the play, and you know, and you have the drop. And there's a guy getting paid a ton of money to do it. I am nothing if not fair, though. Him calling out the fact that the Chargers were making substitutions at the end of the fourth quarter, I'll give him that. That was a good analysis. Anyway, guys, we got another game ahead.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Sure do.
I thought that was strong analysis at the end of the game by Collinsworth. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, Keenan Allen was weird.
Yeah.
I was like, what does it matter?
Right.
There's a penalty on the Chargers.
If he catches it or not, the penalty's on the Chargers. The
Can't
play doesn't
have that.
Count.
Sure-handed guy on the team. Like, okay,
I didn't understand
matter.
That either.
That's
but
weird.
No, his analysis late. I mean, the Chargers were subbing. It was allowing the Patriots to get fresh legs in and bleed out the clock. The thing there, though, is Chargers weren't going to score. Like,
no,
the way the Patriots played defense
twice.
And the way they were moving the ball, I get that it didn't put them in a good position to do it, and it was good analysis.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't think they could have been ripping down the field and hustling down the field. I don't think they were going to score. They didn't do it all night.
No.
Mark in Medford also wants to talk about Collinsworth. Oddly enough, go ahead, Mark.
What the hell?
I was just going to say the fact that I'm the second caller in a row that's going to talk about Chris Collinsworth is crazy, but he was spot on before the game and during the game when he said the quarterback who runs more tonight is going to win the game. I mean, the Chargers, they couldn't even outscore the Bruins what they did on Saturday.
True.
That's very true.
That's true.
They weren't even close. Patriots barely did it.
Well, both ran for 10 carries, 66 yards for May, 57 for Herbert.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I just go back to the offseason. People are like, I don't want May to run. I never got that. I always thought that was dumb.
Oh, my God. Where would they have been last night if you couldn't run?
If you want to say pick your spots in like in a playoff game when it's all on the table, you're free to do it, well, then fine. I understand, you know, weighing those two things, the significance of doing it week six against the Cleveland Browns or whatever versus a playoff game.
Yeah.
But I would never take that away from Drake May. It's part of what makes him special. That third down play where he's running like the option and he keeps the pitch.
Awesome.
Incredible play. Yeah. The play before halftime gave them 3 points.
Oh, like, my God, when everybody was playing man defense and he just scooted down the field.
Even when he wasn't playing his best in the first half, his legs were still a
37-yard run. Actually, Herbert really ran more because, three kneel downs.
May
had more yards, but like more attempts were for Herbert. But
May was the more impactful runner.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
100% he was.
I think that's a fair way to say it. This is Mike Vrabel, by the way, last night on Drake May and his night. He brought this up a couple of different times, and I don't know if this is intentional to try to get it out of Drake or if it was really bothering him after the game, but this is Vrabel.
Mike, congrats on the win. Wondering what you thought of Drake May's performance tonight. Looked like he had a slower start, but finished very well.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, we got to take care of the football. I thought he came through when we needed him. You know, the tip pass is something that, you know, was unfortunate. That turned into an interception. But the throw to Hunter, I thought, when we needed him, was elite.
I think it's a pretty good summation of the night. It's like, look, we got to take care of the football.
Yep.
Tip pass is unfortunate. Like, we're going to try to coach that out of him this week, I'm sure. Because I said this on Friday. I'm like, how could the Chargers win? Patriots turn it over. Wrong. Patriots did turn it over. Yeah. Turned it over more times than the Chargers. Mm-hmm. They still won easily because I didn't expect the defense to play the way it did. But I think it's fair to say, to go where you want to go, you're going to need more out of Drake May. And it could be Pittsburgh next round. And remember what happened last time they played Pittsburgh. And if it's not Pittsburgh, it's going to be a really good Houston defense. So that's going to be important this week.
But you know what it seems like? Certainly with a team like the Chargers, and I think they sort of highlighted this a little bit in the pregame last night, but I would even say a step for like a team like the Bills, like Herbert and Josh Allen almost have to have a perfect game for their teams to advance. Like Drake May last night anyway proved that he doesn't. Now the competition is going to get tougher as you go, but maybe that speaks volumes to how good the defense is and maybe how some of the other guys, like, you know, Ramondre Stevenson deserves a ton of credit for the game that he had. So Drake May, obviously you don't want to turn it over twice, but the rest of the team around him might be able to still find ways to win even if he's not, you know, the best version of him.
No, that's a good point. It's silver lining for sure that you can win games where May does not put the team on his back. He's got to make big plays situationally, and, you know, he did for the most part in the second half. Wasn't perfect, but did for the most part in the second half. But, yeah, silver lining there. They can win other ways, and that was on full display last night. 617-779-7937. We got all your thoughts. We'll hear from Mike Vrabel, who was a guest this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and also fired up in the locker room after the game. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Of all the guys, when they said we're waiting on one, I didn't think it was going to be Andy. Okay, listen to me, fellas. I can't tell you how proud I am, okay, to sit here and be your coach. Okay, you guys have worked so hard for this opportunity. We're going to enjoy it, okay? We said all along, you got to be willing to spill some blood.
okay? And the big dogs come out in January. When Milk came over there, he knocked the living shit out of me.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yeah, Milk. Yeah, Milk.
But I ain't afraid to spill a little blood either.
Not now.
Okay, but I want to tell you this. We're a team, okay? And we're going to do this thing together. And everybody here is a part of it. Okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to figure out who we play next, and we're going to prepare, and we're going to get healthy, pick up the pieces, give you a plan, and go enjoy it. Okay, because what you guys have done is you believed and you trusted in the identity, and this is all for you. I want you guys to enjoy every second of this. Okay, because it sure beats going on vacation. It sure beats going on vacation. One clap for the big dogs. That's it. That's all you guys do. Break this down on practice.
I love y'all boys, man. Hey, we ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. Hey, pass on me. Pass on three. One, two, three.
How was the Milkman breaking it down last night, Keith?
Oh, friend of the show. Best friend of the show. Milton Williams. Great game. Clubbed Justin Herbert in the head. Took him down. Love that. I was looking for a flag. Glad they didn't get one.
The Pats got the benefit of a couple of calls. They also had one go against them.
Yeah,
the review on what even was that? I'm still confused on what even happened with the review, or was it a Booth review? Like where Herbert had the 1 yard, he clearly looked short, but they gave him the first down.
You know what's weird on that one is what? The overhead, like the bird's eye view, looked like he may have crossed it, and then both of the sides
were short.
Looked like he was way short.
Yeah, I mean that's not what I'm going off.
It was very
strange. I was going off them. It looked like they marked him short, and then they're like, nope, first down. I'm like, okay.
I know.
So this is my way of saying the reffing stuff tends to even out.
No,
but
it does.
Right, they missed that call on Milton Williams. There was another face mask they missed on Ladd McConkey.
I didn't love the pass interference on Carlton Davis, but then again,
I thought that was.
He's always screwing up.
That's right after you maybe
Gonzo.
Got away with one with Gonzo the play before.
Maybe
that was more OPI than anything.
Which one?
The Quentin Johnson's pushing Carlton Davis. That's why he wrapped his arm.
Yeah, he grabbed him. There was a little bit of, like, usually they might let that go if both guys are kind of, like,
maybe
tussling a little bit. But Carlton Davis, the way he's played this year, doesn't get the benefit of the doubt.
No,
doesn't.
You've seen
the Gonzo one, I don't think was. Because, like, in real time, first of all, the ball hit Gonzo in the back. It was a poorly thrown ball.
But he's not looking at it at all, and he shoves whoever the receiver was.
Yeah, but the second the ball hit him, he hit the receiver. They even had the ref on to be. And he was like, oh, that one's clean. And then, like, the very next play, they get one. But yeah, either way. No, but the locker room stuff post-game is
always so good. It's so good.
Yeah, it's great.
And, like, I loved last week. You could hear, like, gasps. I don't think we really highlighted this. You could hear the locker room, like, gasp when Drake May, or was it the week before against the Jets? I'm trying to remember now. It was after the Dolphins win, where he set the Patriots' single-season completion percentage record.
Oh,
Vrabel, like, shouts that out in front of the team, and they're all like, oh. They're all like, he's better than Brady?
Yeah.
Did a better stat than Brady?
Pretty sweet.
It was interesting to get that look in there. You can hear, like, how fired up they are. It's a playoff win. They should be fired
They should
up.
Be, but that was awesome.
But it was, like, going nuts at the start of the
Vrabel's
video.
Vrabel's bleeding.
Vrabel's bleeding his own blood.
I don't think anybody liked that more than Mike Tirico.
Oh.
As they're talking about it, maybe he liked it too much, honestly.
He was real excited.
Chris
Collinsworth was...
He's going on and on about something in the game, and Tirico's like, he's bleeding! Look at him right now! Look at his mouth. It's bleeding.
It's like one drop of blood.
Yeah, he like interrupts them to talk about it.
It looked more like a cold sore than anything.
And then they like keep cutting back to it. Tirico's like, look at him. Oh, he loves it. Oh, he loves it so much. Now he's going to go tell Milton Williams he did this. And it was like that ended up being like the biggest highlight of the game for Tirico.
It really
like,
did.
All right, buddy.
But then you hear like the genuine excitement for the Milkman, Milton Williams, who you said it all last week, Keith. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the most impactful non-quarterback. And he was certainly on the short list last night. He was great.
Right up there, I would say, between Milton Williams, maybe Ramondre Stevenson.
Ramondre was huge. I'm getting flack about being worried about him fumbling. He had a monster game.
You did try
game.
To jinx him. Didn't work. He's unjinxable maybe now.
Or did I reverse jinx it?
Okay, could have been.
Could have been
that.
That's not what it was.
No, but he was great. Our guy Hunter Henry obviously was really good. He had two of the biggest catches in the whole game.
Marcus Jones made a bunch of plays.
Yeah.
I thought Gonzalez was great last night. And I think that's very encouraging, assuming he can play. Like that... I don't know what the numbers are. I haven't looked. I don't know how he graded out, although I did see one next gen.
PFF had him as like the 47th best corner this
year. Yeah.
Even though he was fifth in all pro.
Yeah, I always like on Sunday Night Football, I always like look at those because you can't help it because they do like hey, I'm from, Mountain View Middle School. And they do their whole thing.
Yep.
And then you look at the bottom line and it says where they rank. And sometimes you can kind of guess it. And then other times you're like, wait a minute. Like, how is this guy who's getting, like, all pro votes? It's like 50th?
Yeah, Bozeman should have been the 41st ranked center. He got tossed around by Milton Williams like nothing.
I saw.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Next Gen said Gonzo didn't allow a reception on 5 targets last night in 26 coverage snaps. He allowed a league low minus 9.7 receptions over expected, including the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. So.
But he banged his head.
Well, so, but I just felt like he was impactful last night. Like, there's a, like, yeah. I haven't felt like he's impactful most of the year. Maybe that's not fair, but just watching it doesn't feel like he makes an impact. Last night, I thought he made an impact. So there were a lot of guys who did that, but Milton Williams.
I say when you only allow,
this is why you brought him in.
When you allow 3 points, most guys on defense were pretty impactful. Yeah. And I thought Christian Ellis, they highlighted him a lot. You know, outside of that Giants game, maybe the most they've sort of highlighted Christian Ellis, because a lot of times they had a sort of spy on Justin Herbert, and they kept talking about how fast he is. He might be one of the fastest linebackers in the league, and so he did a really nice job. They generated a lot of pressure.
He was second on the team in tackles after Craig Woodson. Yep. We'll talk to him later.
I say
today.
Woodson, the eraser, had a lot of good tackles.
So I feel good about the game. You feel good about the game. Most Pats fans do, and you can dial us up at 617-779-7937. Dan Graziano, I knew there'd be people like this today, Keith.
Oh, please.
He does his overreaction, underreaction column every Monday.
Okay.
And he says the Patriots still haven't beaten anybody good.
Oh, I predicted this, didn't I, on Friday?
You did.
I did.
He said, overreaction? No, not an overreaction. Oh, sure, they won, which is all that matters at this point. But the Patriots' performance did not scream number 2 seed / Super Bowl contender.
Whose did?
And it did little to tamp down the notion of them being an untested team that could struggle against better competition. This is survive in advance time of year, and the fact the Patriots won ugly does not disqualify them from winning at all. Thanks, Dan.
Okay.
It just adds a little bit of strength to the arguments of those who continue to believe this team is playing over its head. I think it's the total opposite.
I
think everybody
disagree.
Who said they're playing over their head, this is proof that they could beat a good team. That's what everybody wanted to see.
Also, I completely disagree if you factor in the rest of the games. And he's, I don't know if he's doing that or he's just like focusing on this, but he can't be like, oh, the Patriots didn't really prove anything. And like, look how like close the game was. They ended up winning by 13 points. The Rams won by 3.
Yeah.
In a game they were favored by 10.5.
Probably should have lost to Bryce Young.
The Bears were down 18, won by 4. Mm-hmm. The Bills won by 3. And that was a crazy back and forth game. And then the Eagles, who are the defending champs, lost to the 49ers by 4. So I don't know. I feel like the Patriots.
It's the biggest margin of the weekend.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their defense held Justin Herbert, who is a Pro Bowl quarterback, to 3 points. So I don't know. To me, I would have loved to see the offense have a little bit more success, but overall, they were as impressive as anybody this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, look, the offense left something to echo what you just said. The offense left something to be desired. The defense was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Who was better and going into the weekend?
It shows they have a variety of ways to win, which I think is important. Who was better what?
Panthers or Chargers?
Oh, the Chargers.
Right. Yeah. So the Patriots already didn't get credit for beating the Panthers earlier in the season. They don't get credit for that. They didn't beat anybody good except for the Bills. Well, the Rams just beat the Panthers. Do the Rams look like a Super Bowl winning team now after the game they played?
Not to me.
I don't think so. And so Dan Orlovsky came up with some obscure stat when he was talking about the MVP race. And he was like, well, how many touchdowns against 11 win teams? Chargers won 11 games. Does that not count now? Are we talking about 12 win teams? Like, what's a quality win anymore? Yeah. Even the playoff teams don't count. So, that seems a little forced.
Okay, but you knew there'd be some of that today. I think that's gone. I'm not going to bring up the schedule anymore. I think that's officially gone, but some people are still going to do it, including Dan Graziano at ESPN. 617-779-7937. More on Vrabel bleeding his own blood last night, and some more unheralded performances for the Patriots. We'll get to it with your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.